Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya Lila 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the Absolute. The following summary of this chapter is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. When Srila Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned by the Nawab Hussain Shah, Sanatan received news from his brother Rupa Goswami that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Mathura. Sanatan thereafter satisfied the superintendent of the jail by sweet solicitations and also bribery. After giving the jailer 7,000 gold coins, Sanatan was released. Sanatan then crossed the Ganges and fled. One of his servants, Ishan, followed Sanatan, carrying 8 gold coins. Sanatan and his servant then spent the night in a small hotel on the way to Benares. The hotel owner knew that Sanatan and his servant had 8 gold coins, and so the hotel owner decided to kill them and take the money. Making plans in this way, the hotel owner received them as honorable guests. Sanatan, however, asked his servant how much money he had, and taking 7 of the gold coins, Sanatan offered them to the hotel owner. Thus, the hotel owner helped them to cross the hilly tract of land and proceed towards Varanasi. And on the way, Sanatan met his brother-in-law, Sri Kanta, at Hajipur, and Sri Kanta helped Sanatan after he had heard about all of Sanatan's troubles. Thus, Sanatan Goswami finally arrived at Varanasi and stood before the door of Chandrasekhara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Sanatan in and ordered Sanatan to change his dress so that Sanatan would look like a gentleman. For his garment, Sanatan used an old cloth of Tapan Mishras. Later, Sanatan exchanged the valuable blanket he had received from his brother-in-law for a torn quilt. At this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Sanatan, and thus Sri Sanatan Goswami received knowledge of the Absolute Truth from Lord Chaitanya himself. First, they discussed the constitutional position of the living entities, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatan how the living entity is one of Lord Krishna's energies. After this, Sriman Mahaprabhu explained the way of devotional service. While discussing the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya analyzed Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, as well as the expansions of Krishna, which are called Swayam Rupa, Tad Ekatma, and Avesha, which are divided into various branches known as Vaibhava and Prabhava. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the many forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sriman Mahaprabhu also described the incarnations of God within the material world. Incarnations such as the Purusha avatars, Manvantara avatars, Guna avatars, and Shaktyavesh avatars. Lord Chaitanya also discussed the divisions of Krishna's different ages, such as Balya and Palganda, and the different pastimes of the different ages. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how Krishna attained his permanent form when Krishna reached youth. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained and described everything to Sanatan Goswami. Vande ananta adbhuta aishvaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum Nichopi yat prasadat syad bhakti shastra pavartakah. Oh, let me offer respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has unlimited wonderful opulences. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even a person born as the lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Recorded November 5, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.